Well then, why'd we meet in the club?
I didn't pick the location.
Then who did?
As I recall, you complained about never getting to pick the location.
What kind of an idiot lets me do anything?
Gotcha there.
Yeah, he does, sir.
Shit.
Well, now that's just unprofessional.
Rufus is pretty unprofessional all the time.
All right, show of hands. Who hasn't seen Rufus naked?
Although, in his case, it's limited to accidentally catching him out of the hot tub.
Accidentally. Sure.
Wasn't this song on 5 minutes ago? Is it still playing? Is this the same song?
I've only been in Midgar a year, and even I know that the club music loops forever. Wow, Grandpa, you sure are behind the times and then some. Then again, given that you actually came here in your Turk suit.
It's better than that ridiculous thing you're wearing.
Speak for yourself. This blend of totally artificial materials and shimmery silver gets me all the action I could ever want. And when the lights go up, it temporarily blinds and confuses the rest of them. Old Gengaga trick. And if that doesn't work, I have my beloved katana with me.
They let you bring a weapon into a club?
God bless Sephiroth, that gorgeous bastard. Thanks to him, swords are in vogue. I can go anywhere with my blade now. Isn't that right, Charlotte? You fine, sharp girl. Cut like a dream, don't you, darling?
He's talking to it again.
I recall you talking to your rod quite often.
Hey, there's no shame in that. Sometimes I talk to my weapon, too.
Oh, ha-ha. Very mature, Reno.
Like someone doesn't have nipple shields that match our shuriken.
Those were gag gifts from Adrian, you know that!
And I only got to see them on myself. Crying shame, that.
If we could get onto business...
We have business?
That is why we are here. Does no one pay attention to the memos?
Memos?
Sisne, explain.
I don't get memos either, sir.
I spend the whole of an hour a week, sometimes more, depending on news events and funny stories I may have picked up over the course of said week, gathering information, meticulously typing it out after checking my sources, and doing my weekly bloodstain check of the apartment, delivering everything promptly and neatly on Sunday morning for everyone's ease and enjoyment.
Wait a second. You gotta do that again. Just let me get rude first.
I don't know. He's in the middle of that routine of bartender tricks he likes so much.
Is he gonna make the mojitos blindfolded again? That was pretty sweet last time.
Are you people capable of one line of thought for 10 minutes?
Sorry, I didn't hear you. I was distracted by Adrian's shirt.
Works every time.
Maybe he should take it off.
Hey, three-way! Make it a foursome, boss man?
Hey, relax, Mr. Headshot. We're not offering you sloppy seconds or anything.
You're really not helping.
Neither are you!
This isn't my fault.
Don't you talk to him that way.
You almost shot my fly rig! You accursed mountebank! I will reconstitute your DNA before you even see the syringe coming. Just for that, I'm putting on more mind-numbing techno music. I was going to shake it up a bit with some nasty gangster rap, but now you all have to be punished. How I love the young people. So incredibly docile with their glow sticks and their ecstasy.
Alright, I'm leaving.
Don't we have a meeting?
Don't you want to see Rude bust a move? The big guy wants to show off for you.
Just leave a video on my desk, like you always do.
No, it's okay, sir. We'll go through the meeting.
Alright. Well, let's get to discussing codename Puppy Dog. Sometime before my eardrums commit suicide.
Yes, sir. There's not all that much to report, really. He dreams of being a hero, is a danger to himself only, and he's just so sweet with that nice smile and those trusting eyes. It makes him so much easier to control.
Damn. didn't know you were so scary.
I'm a Turk, you know.
Yeah, but you're a woman Turk. I guess it makes sense that they'd be scarier anyway.
I don't know. You can be pretty scary when you've had a few and get in the mood for hugs.
That's when I start getting sober.
If we could get back on topic... There's been one little issue with this assignment system. I feel that you're getting too close to the target, and that might cloud your judgment.
Sir, I don't think it's really that much of an issue. I am simply trying to observe him without appearing to do so.
I believe that he accompanied you to buy lingerie for Valentine's Day.
Hey, didn't Verdot used to work with a guy named Valentine? Whatever happened to him? From what I heard, he disappeared so fast that it was like someone locked him up in a box and threw away the key.
Hey man, not cool. Some of us remember what that's like, you know.
Previous convictions aside, to answer your question, Reno, you know exactly what you're getting into when you sign up for the Turks.
Is that like what happened to Rachel?
Rachel?
Shot. Such a pity, too. Had a great rack.
Regardless, Cisne, I just would prefer if you did not let your sexual tension between you two undermine your mission.
I would suggest that you just sleep with him and get it over with.
Adrian, isn't Zach your second cousin?
Didn't stop me, did it?
You cousin fucking ninja.
Hey, hey. Not everyone in Gangaga fucks their cousins. Only the ones with cousins as hot as Zach.
And just how much of the population would that be?
Roughly 43%.
Ugh.
As we were saying, it's not like you haven't had your hands on that little soldier stud yourself, Cisne.
You should both be utterly ashamed of your conduct. This is a meeting, not personal time or a stakeout.
Oh, come on, son. You know Zach's utterly irresistible. Okay, fine. Everyone here who hasn't slept with Zach, raise your hands. I see no hands raised.
Want me to get rude?
Nah. He's too busy winning the limbo contest. That's right, big guy! Show him how low you can go!
That does seem to be the theme of the night, doesn't it?
Since we've all violated company policy anyway, why don't we just invite him to the club? To observe without appearing to do so, of course.
It will probably be more productive than this meeting.
Hey, we can't all run a ship as tight as Lazard's ass. We're not soldiers.
Too bad. Cause they fuck like tigers.
Alright, homies, time for something different from MC Ho Jillionaire. Here's a little ska with your techno.
Dear Leviathan, I didn't think the music could get any worse. If I'm not needed, I think I'll just take.
Does that mean we're off duty now?
I suppose it does.
Then get out of that suit and get your Turk freak on already!
I bet there's another suit under that one.
Well, you know who's real good at getting suits off?
Zach.
Did someone call my name? Hey guys! Fancy meeting you here.
Hello, Zach. Why is your shirt soaked?
I won the wet t-shirt contest. Third week in a row, too.
Yeah!
Did you rub Root's head for luck? He won't let you do it normally, but after 5 jello shots, he's very agreeable. Nah. But I'll have to remember that, though, if I try to maintain my winning streak next week.
So, you come here all the time, then?
Oh, yeah! This is my favorite club! Isn't the music here great? That last song, that is so my song! Okay, maybe this one, too.